Hey, it's John Kay. I'm here with Richard Purcell.
What are you? Jim Smith.
Jim Smith. I'm getting to it. Richard wrote this episode. Jim boarded it with Bill Ray, and we have our laugh track next to me. That looks like a Jim drawing. Is that you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this was shade it nice. This was before the background color insurrection. Still garish color. Right. But it works for Powder Toast Man.
Well, that garishness is nice.
Yeah.
So Richard came up with a lot of the gags in this. So what's wrong with you?
Well, just like the combination of church and state and cartoons. That's what inspired John as Powdered Toastman as the government clerk.
Well, there's a lot of Kirk Douglas in this.
Oh yeah.
His expressions of Powdered Toastman. Oh, Catholic schoolgirl uniform.
It's not high enough.
Toastomatron communicator.
Thank you. Every Mike Fontenelle drew that, didn't he?
Yeah, there's a lot of Mike.
Like
he's a dirty little pervert.
This was pre-church scandal.
Yeah, damaged Catholic. Oh, this is a joke that it almost never made it. John got mad at me for this one because I was making the artists work too hard.
Yeah, he wrote this joke. Powdered Toastman bends over and sticks his head in the toaster, and I couldn't visualize it. I was like, Richard, if you drew, you would know that that doesn't work. Because I kept picturing the toaster being facing him. And then Richard drew it sideways, and I went, oh.
No, I acted it out. I practically stood on my head on Cheryl's desk.
Stuck his head in the toaster.
And then he gets launched into the air.
We go to all links to get our cartoons right.
Now, of course, this one was based on the short, the Powdered Toast Man short.
And short DVDs. I think John should get royalties from the BVD company because he's done so much to promote the BVD underwear.
And Powdered Toast.
And Powdered Toast.
They should be a two-pack.
There's way too many crotch shots in this game.
Yeah, what is your fascination with man's crotches, Jim?
I didn't write this one.
You drew it.
It was in the script.
Actually, I wrote out all crotch shots, and Jim put them in.
Bill made me do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we can blame Bill for that one.
Wow, nice color.
The devastation is horrible.
I always loved it. In the old 60s superhero cartoons, the Hanna-Barbera ones, they're the superhero would announce his name everywhere he went. Birdman!
Loudly.
Space Ghost! Like, even as a kid, I thought that was weird. It was cool, but like, why does he do that? So for a while, we would all come to work. Jim!
It's a fascist
thing. You have to announce yourself everywhere you go.
Jim Smith. That was the inflatable shorts we just saw.
Yeah, the voice of Powdered Toastman is Gary Owens, who is Birdman and Space Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was the easiest guy I ever had to direct voices.
Oh, he's a genius.
Yeah, he was great.
Good casting.
Alley-oop. I love this. I always laughed at Alley-oop. I don't know why.
I think Bill added that.
Yeah.
Gary Owens. Gary Owens came up with some jokes in this, too.
And then
tell you when they happen.
And then Frank Zappa as the Pope. That was a first.
This was a real...
Yeah, Frank Zappa was a fan of the show. And I was a huge Frank Zappa fan growing up. I had all his records. And when I found out he was a fan, our mixer, one of the sound engineers, was also mixing some Frank Zappa records. And he handed the phone to me one day, and it was Frank on the line. So Frank invited me over to his house that weekend.
And I went
with Eleanor Blake and Frank and his family and I. Moon Unit and
Moon Unit.
Yeah, we all sat around watching Ren and Stimpy cartoons all afternoon. He was laughing all through them. You'll be free in a jiffy. And after it was over, I asked, hey Frank, you want to be in a cartoon? He said, sure, that'd be great. I said, well, have you ever thought about, would you like to be the Pope? And she said, well, I've always wanted to be the Pope.
Perfect casting there.
Yeah, so we recorded him in his own studio doing the Pope's voice. And he ad-libbed some lines, too. There was a line in there where Powdered Toastman says, cling tenaciously to my buttocks, which is Bill Ray's line. And Frank read that, and then he said, "Both of them?"
Here he is.
Ad-libbing can be wonderful.
And unfortunately, the Pope couldn't put his nose between his buttocks.
Oh, that would have been so funny.
That was a joke that wasn't allowed.
This was the beginning of the end for civilization when this cartoon came out.
Now, this is the first one that I wrote that was on the air. The first one I wrote was Visit to Anthony, but this is the first that was actually produced.
Both of them? There it is. This is it. First writing
debut.
All right. Good job, man.
I owe it all to you and Bill Ray making me look good. There's a Bill joke
calling
right there.
Calling Powder Toast Man. Mm-hmm. Come in. Calling Powder Toast Man.
Cheryl Chase, yes? Nice voice actress.
Yes? She's always good.
Hot. She's really hot now, dude.
I wonder why Kirk Douglas thinks of this stuff. He's ever seen it.
He watches it every day.
He sent me his book autographed.
We sent you his head, a sculpture of his head.
No, he didn't. That was Chris.
Chris Gore.
Chris Gore, yeah. Wow. Wild Cartoon Kingdom and Film Threat.
Wow.
There's a nice man. Yeah.
And then this was reused, right?
Uh-oh, epileptic fit.
Was that the first commercial, or was it the prize?
No, it was the second or third.
The prize was the first.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there such a thing as powdered toast? Does anybody actually buy powdered toast?
You don't eat that every day?
No! Well, I don't
it's a Canadian thing.
Oh, I see.
No wonder you're so sickly.
All cartoonists are sickly.
Poor Kirk. There's some stroke faces in that.
That's good. The origin of the Ripping Friends. Actually, Ripping Friends came first.
A lot of people didn't get this joke here, that they're disappointed with the flavor, so I will ruin everything by explaining the joke. They think something's missing. What is it? It's that Powdered Toast Man forgot to fart before he left.
Oh, no.
I got it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we should have had Billy narrate that.
I almost forgot. Is the fart not there? Where was it?
Was it cut? Did Time Life cut that?
Time? Oh, cow. What happened to it?
It'll be there.
Wait, no, that's ours. That's our copy, so.
Oh.
It must be there. It's just because it's low. Yeah, that's much better.
The Attorney General's everywhere.
Satisfaction.
That's a horrifying effect. Science fiction.
Nightmarish.
Oh, Jim does the voice in here. Jim is the president.
This is a really good line in here.
Nice expression.
About a zipper.
Mr. President, what seems to be the trouble?
I'm caught in my own zipper.
Hey, who else's zipper would you be caught in?
That, yeah.
That was actually Jim's dick there.
Rotoscope.
Another crotch shot.
My dad used to do this to me. Whenever I was caught in my own zipper.
It was that frequent.
Happened all the time.
This is on Bill Clinton.
Oh, my God.
This is before Bill Clinton.
Yeah. This predicted. Bill Clinton stole his act from this cartoon.
<Right. laughs>
I learned how to act like the president. Watching it.
But what shall happen to America?
Leave
who
everything to me.
Now, this is a prophecy
leave
part.
Everything to me.
That narrative.
There's Glenn Barr, right up there above Stimpy.
Oh, yes.
And your dad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I, Powdered Toast Man, do solemnly swear to relieve the American citizens of their basic human rights.
Oh, there's well,
that predicted, yeah.
So there's Rumsfeld right there.
Pre-science.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of that.
Predicted Clinton and Bush.
And, yep.
Oh, here we go.
The letter M.
That was Gary Owens' ad lib.
That's a Kremlin until we settle the new Stooges. My vote goes.
Yeah, they wouldn't show the crotch shot. He wasn't wearing any underwear under that skirt, you know.
Eddie's the only married man here.
Spubco certainly is a heterosexual studio. Well, I gotta give it that.
Takes care of the day's business.
Man, this job. Yeah, because the rest of the cartoon with Powdered Toast Man himself helps the other side.
Ah, here's the problem.
Why is that so weird?
This got a lot of flack from.
Oh yeah, they cut this. They cut. We need that, which was dry. A little ironic. Now censoring a joke about censorship.
Now they're taking credit for it.
Forward thinking. Yeah, this got a lot of uproar. There were people writing in, complaining about I can't believe I saw in a cartoon on Nickelodeon they crumpled up the Bill of Rights.
There was a joke like this in Blackadder.
Rowan Atkinson had thrown something into the fire, and that got a lot of fire.
And this is brilliant. I love this ending. It's romantic.
They left that in, but they cut the Constitution.
No, they faded it all out. Oh, did they? It didn't make any sense when they cut it.
Coitus interruptus.
Coitus interruptus, exactly.